We are in Simen Resh Mem Hei Sif Aleph. We are now going to see the Ramah. Up until now, we learned the Machaber. We were dealing with a Jew and non-Jew that are partners in a business. The rule was that if they initially stipulate that the Jew has no responsibilities in Shabbos, and the non-Jew has full responsibility for Shabbos, and the non-Jew gets all the profit of Shabbos, the Jew in return gets another day that is his sole responsibility, and he takes all of the profits of that day, that is mutar lechatchila, that is fine, because the Jew doesn't have responsibility to work on Shabbos altogether. Whatever the non-Jew is doing, he is doing for himself, that's fine. If they did not stipulate, then the Mechaber says that there was no Eitzah other than allowing the non-Jew to take one to take the Shabbos profit to himself, and then the two of them share the rest of the profits equally. But there's no way that a Jew and non-Jew will be able to walk away with half the profit each if the non-Jew worked on Shabbos and the Jew wasn't able to, because it's as if the non-Jew was working for the Jew. Today we get to the Ramah, who's the Shitas Arash, and holds that there's a little bit more leeway, there's a bit more of a kula. What is that? Says the Ramah Hagah, V'yesh matirin haschar b'dieved afilu lo hisnu, v'chol kustam. What happens if they made no stipulation? The Jew didn't come in to work on Shabbos, the non-Jew did. And at the end of it, they split the profits evenly. This is the Rosh Hashita, that's good. Says the Ramah, to behefsid gadol yesh lismoch alayu. Venerally, to behefsid gadol yesh lismoch alayu. When you're dealing with a great loss of money, you can do that. Instead of giving the non-Jew all of the Shabbos profits on his own and then splitting the rest, if it's a lot of money, you can split the whole thing 50-50, even though you made no stipulation whatsoever. Why is this? They hold that it's mutter because you did not be mefurish, tell him that he's got to work for you on Shabbos. It's got to be that you didn't tell him to, and that he did not have an achrayus to work on Shabbos. He did it of his own accord. If he did it of his own accord, so there we say that you can split it. Okay. Now this is all if the this is only if the non-Jew is a full partner. I mean, what happens if he's not really a full partner? He's just getting some percentage of it. So there the halacha is already problematic, because you're going to end up taking schar Shabbos. The halacha would be that it would only be mutter if you do it b'havla, meaning that you do it together with another day of the week. Only then can you take the schar from what he did. Some hold that in a case where you're taking it b'havla and you just rent it out to the non-Jew, the halacha is that it would be mutter even if you made no tanai to begin with. Now further in the Ramah. V'yesh omrim. There are those who say, shekol zeh lo mayri ela b'shutfei shekol echad osig b'yomo. That's only a business where each one takes a different day. Aval, kishishneihem oskim b'yachad kol yemei achol. What happens if they each have the responsibility, the two of them have to work together all week? Come Shabbos, only the non-Jew works. I'm not the Jew. So there are those who say that there's no problem. There's bichlal no problem in that. It's obvious that the non-Jew was choosing of his own accord to do the work. And that's a daita de nafshe. It is not considered that the Jew is benefiting from Melechus Shabbos that's done for him. He's benefiting from Melechus Shabbos that the non-Jew did for himself. Kiven she'ena malacha mutelas alav, he doesn't have to do it. Even so, if you take the profit, it's got to be b'havlo together with the weekday money. Otherwise, it's also because of Schar Shabbos. So we have two issues here. One issue is that the non-Jew is doing malacha for you. The second issue is the Schar Shabbos. For him doing the malacha for you, if no one ever asked him to, you have a business that is closed on Shabbos. The non-Jew goes in there and starts working, and there is profit. There's nothing wrong with you taking it. He did it for himself. He didn't do it for you. So that would be mutter. The only condition is that you not take it. You not take the Schar Shabbos alone, because we said Schar Shabbos itself is also midrabbanan.